Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second, the second baseman, Bernie James. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Buzz Boyle. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Phil Voiles. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting eighth, the catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second, the left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third, the third baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Sisler reaches second base with a double. James moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. James scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Buzz Boyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cohen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Voiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville strikes out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry moves to third. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Terry scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen takes first base on ball 4. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Boyle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0 for 1 in the game. Roush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roush. The throw from Sparrer and he is safe. Roush steals second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roush tags and moves to third. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. James settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buzz Boyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cohen. Phil Voiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Voiles hits a pop-up towards third. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Terry reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moranville for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparrer moves to second. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Sparrer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Giants. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richborg moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Farrell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Voyle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rausch takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cohen. Buzz Boyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robertson moves to second. Phil Voiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voiles is 0 for 2 in the game. Voiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it and throws to second for the out. Robertson moves to third. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson scores. Voiles moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 3, Giants, 3. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparrer hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper now playing center field. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. James settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 3 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hagen fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hagen. Cantwell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cantwell scores. Richborg moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Braves. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes James. The throw from Hagen and he is safe. James steals second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richborg scores. There goes James trying to get to home. Ott throws the ball into Hagen who tags James who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Braves. Buzz Boyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyle hits a line drive into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moranville. Cohen moves to second. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Carl Mays. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crawford for the out. Cohen moves to third. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rausch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohen scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Braves. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Genewich now pitching. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Richburg. Terry reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richburg. Ott reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. It's Braves, 5, Giants, 5. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 6-5, Giants. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hagen hits a fly ball into right field. Richburg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Henry Peplosky pinch hits for Ben Cantwell. Henry Peplosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peplosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richburg is 0-for-4 in the game. Richburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. James takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Boston Braves, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.